Talmud of Unhappy.
Okay, Rabbi Sai, we are on Yud Aleph.
Amid Beis,
the two dots. Okay? Very Geshbaka Sugya, which is Negea Lehalocha, Paskind in Yerudea.
What two dots?
Five lines up. Yud Aleph and Aleph.
Five lines up.
11 beats.
Perfect timing. We're starting a little bit late. Yud Aleph and Beis at the two dots. Tane, we learned in a Brisa. Hanoitea, someone plants, a mavrich, or layers, that's how they teach it, a marker for grafts. Those are, again, remember the three forms of planting that we said. Shleishim yayim lifnei Rosh Hashanah, also laishana tamimo, motelikayim b'shvias. 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it is counted for an entire year, legabi arla. And he's allowed to be Mekayim at Bershvias because it took root before Rosh Hashanah, right? We're going like the Mandama. Remember we had a Machlaikas, was it yesterday or 2 days ago, whether it's 30 days, 14 days, or 3 days. So this is Stam, like 30 days, like that Mandama.
30 days equals a year.
Because 30 days equals a year, exactly. Legabi Arla. Pachas Mishleishim Yayim, Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, also Lashana Tamima. Less than 30 days, it is not counted as a full year for Arla purposes. But also L'kayim b'shvias, again, like the halacha we learned. If it doesn't take root before Rosh Hashanah, so it's also to be Mekayim b'shvias. And we have a problem. We have a tree that has to be nekar, like we have to uproot and so on. Okay? Avol amru. But the Chachamim said, we're on now Yud Beis Amud Aleph, we turn the page. Well, we didn't turn the page, we just went to the next page. Avol Amru, Peres the Tiazu Asurin, Ad Chamisha Asa B'Shvat. If you have a three-year Arla period, is it Mutter, the day after Tzom Gedalia, can you pick a peach off? No.
What passed so far? 3 full years?
3 years of Arla. We're going to get into that the word full, we are not yet ready to discuss. But right now, just understand the Ikar Halacha. The Ikar Adin is, once you have 3 Arla years pass, you may not eat from the fruit of that tree until Tu B'Shvat. And this is.
You can't eat it in the fourth year.
Well, you're allowed to eat it. It has certain kedusha. It has certain kedusha, meaning it's not netter avoy unless it blossoms. There's chanata after Tu B'Shvat. If there is chanata for the tree, if there is chanata of the tree between Rosh Hashanah and Tu B'Shvat, that is an arla fruit. Whatever is chalnei. Whatever blossoms is an arla fruit. Whatever blossoms after Tu B'Shvat is netter avay fruit. Okay? But it's not arla. But this is a chiddush. This is, I mean, to me, never having heard this until very recently, because this is also in Rosh Hashanah, and we happen to be studying this in Rosh Hashanah, this is a big chiddush. I always thought it was 3 and out, you know. Now it's not so fast. It's right. Anything that's chonate between Rosh Hashanah and Tu B'Shvat is orla.
In the fourth year.
Even in that fourth year. Okay, the plot is gonna thicken. Don't ask too many questions yet.
Even if you planted it in the Av, let's say.
Well, I said the plot is gonna thicken. We're gonna get to that. The Gemara is gonna handle that. The Gemara is gonna handle the whole thing.
The Gemara is gonna explain what a year is.
Everything. Okay. Better and more than you could have ever imagined. So the Gemara says umatam. So what's the reason for this new halacha? This reason that all of a sudden we're introducing Tu B'Shvat, right? Rabbi Yasa B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan. It says uvashana. The full pasuk is on the side. uvashana haravias yekal period kodesh ululam Hashem, referring to Netzer Ravai. So it says uvashana. That is the pasuk that is immediately following Arla. So it says here are the two pasukim. Let's read them in order. Okay, the first pasuk says kisavayola aretz. When the tatum called eitz machal va'araltem or losai as period shalosh shanim yelachem, 3 arelim loy ye ochel. Okay, next pasuk with vavachibur uvashana or avias he a kalpiri kadosh ulul mashem. So the Gemara says that uvashana teaches you that until Tu Bishvat it's still arla. Ma'ach mami nafreg, says the Gemara. I mean, what does Uvashana teach you? How do you learn it from there? Am Reb Ze'era, as follows. Shalosh shanim yelachem areilim lo ye'ochal Uvashana. It's attached to the Uvashana. So Uvashana makes it sound like it's areilim, Uvashana, for 3 years and for 4 years. And then the pasuk goes on to say, you can eat the fourth year. So what is it? Is it mutter in the fourth year or is it usser in the fourth year? So that's how we know part of the fourth year is usser and part of the fourth year is mutter, depending on between Rosh Hashanah and Tu Bishvat is usser and Nichanata, and after Tu Bishvat it is mutter. Okay, that's how you learn it out. Okay, now we're going to get to all of Reb David's questions. Okay, Amar Rabbi Ba.
That's
very close. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, almost a half year. Come on.
4 months.
Tishrei Cheshbon, Kislev Teves, half a Shvat, 4.5. Amar Rabbi Ba, Bar Mamo.
And trees producing this time? They
I guess some do.
Ashkedia
Parachat. Hashem is Shem
Zarachat. I thought it's after Tu Bishvat you have everything.
I don't know. What Elul? We're talking about Rosh Hashanah. Is Rosh Hashanah Lenatia, right?
What about the first year?
It's not the yeshiva schedule.
Let's see what the Gemara has to say about it. Chapnisht. Let's see what the Gemara has to say about it. After we're finished with the whole thing, then we're going to get to all the questions. Okay? Amar Rabbi Ba Bar Mamel Kumei Rabbi Ze'era. So Rabbi Ba Bar Mamel said as following. He was learning in front of Rabbi Ze'era. Nir Nadvarim, this halacha that it's Aser until Tu Bishvat makes sense. Kishin Natar Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Shleishim Yayim. If you planted this tree before 30 days before, meaning you had a full year. You had a full year. Arla wise, you had a full year for that one month, that 30 days, and therefore, when it comes around the third Rosh Hashanah, right? You're not a full three chronological years. Okay, so wait until Tu Bishvat. That makes sense. Haloina ta'ay shleishim yom lefein Rosh Hashanah. If you planted it 10 days before Rosh Hashanah, and it didn't take root before Rosh Hashanah, and the halacha is what? Does it count for a full year? No, it does not. So what does it come out? Let's say it's
tough. 3 full years.
3 full years. Tav Shin Pei is when you planted it, 2 days before that Rosh Hashanah. Tav Shin Pei Aleph is the first. Pei Beis is the second. Pei Gimel is the third. Okay. Esa Chomei, come and look and see your svara. Shada Shlema Osulai, you have the first year is a full chronological year. Atomar Achin, you're gonna say that you have to wait until Tu Bishvat. That doesn't make a lot of sense. That's what Rabbah Bar Mamel said to Reb Ze'era. Okay, that's what he said. Now. I think we could pause here and explore this a little bit. What is his shita? What is Bar Mamel's shita? Some say exactly what it sounds like, and you'll see soon in the Shach of Attire, in the next couple of lines, it sounds as follows, that his shita is you need 3 full chronological years. So it's not only, he happened to have said, if you planted it 30 days for Rosh Hashanah. But really, let's say you would have planted it Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Okay? L'chaire, he's saying you need 3 years. So if you planted Rosh Chodesh Iyar, it will be after Tu B'Shvat. It should be, right? It should be Arla until Rosh Chodesh Iyar of Tavshin Pei Gimel, right?
That fourth year.
Right? That's how some people learn Rebbe Mamel. You need 3 full chronological years. That's how some learn it up. Some say, no, he's not exactly saying that. What he's saying is that let me see this. This I'm looking at the variant box. Yeah, I think that's how the Ritva learns. The Ritva does not learn that way. That's how the Mara Folda learns and the Gra. Okay? The Ritva, let's just read it inside because I'm not remembering it well. The Ritva says, even according to Rebbe Mamel, they're not individualized. Okay? They only expire uniformly on either Rosh Hashanah or Tu B'Shvat. So he's saying trees planted less than 30 days are a full three years old by the next Rosh Hashanah, right?
The third Rosh Hashanah,
they're a full three years. He'll say that. But trees planted the rest of the year prior to Rosh Hashanah, they will complete their cycle not for a full 3 years. They'll complete their cycle on Tu B'Shvat. In other words, either you're gonna have 3 years by Rosh Hashanah, or it's enough to have Tu B'Shvat. But it's always the end is either gonna be Tu B'Shvat and Rosh Hashanah. That's how the Ritva learns. You'll see the Lashon is mashma the first way, like the Mara Folda. The Riaz holds that he agrees, it's not individualized, but he has a different criteria. He says the tree must pass through 3 Rosh Hashanahs and 3 Tu B'Shvats. 3 Rosh Hashanahs and 3 Tu B'Shvats. So if it's planted before the Tu B'Shvat of that year, so it's going to have Tu B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah, Tu B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah, Tu B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah. Okay? You don't have to wait till...
You're 3.5 years.
No, you don't have to wait till the next, till the fourth Tu B'Shvat. If you planted it after Tu B'Shvat, between Tu B'Shvat and Rosh Hashanah, then you do have to wait for. You always need,
three.
You need 3 of each. That's how the Riaz learns. Interesting shita. In other words, he's trying to avoid this idea that you need exactly day, to the day.
So there are times that it's going to be more than 3 years because you have to wait for the cycle to get.
No, it'll never be more than 3 years. Why? Tell me when it's planted. When is it planted? You started after Rosh Hashanah, before Tu B'Shvat.
So the first cycle.
Your cycles start with Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat,
right.
Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah, Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah. You end Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, yeah,
if it's after Tu B'Shvat, it's Rosh Hashanah, Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah, Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah, Tu B'Shvat. That's how the Riaz
so
learns.
It's not a completed year, it's just getting through.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway... I'm giving you that for a taste of the complexity of this. And again, this is all Negei Al Halacha. This is Paskin in Yerideya Hilchos Arla. Okay, you gotta know. This is Halacha L'maisa we're talking about.
Trees labeled when
they were planted? I mean, how did they... That grove was planted, sure.
Yeah.
Farmers all know this grove was planted then.
But all the trees are planted at the same time.
Usually,
they
don't know to the day. It's probably you woke up one day and they woke up the next day. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that's how they learn Rebbe Mamel. Okay, so he asked, right? He says, why would you need, if it's a full 3 years, why would you need that Tu B'Shvat? Amalei, so Reb Zeira answered him, the Inkeni, if what you're, I am 12A2, three lines up on your base of Medallah. Be'inkeini, if you're right, Rababa Mamo, meaning you need the 3 days. Va'filinatoi shleishim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah yehei aser at shleishim lefnei Rosh Hashanah. You're trying to, this is why it sounds like the Mara Fulda, like the first pshat is right. He answers him back. What do you, so why is that Brisa say, if you planted it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, right? Or why, not the Brisa, the Brisa said, yeah, the Brisa said, the 30 days is also Lashana. Why? What do you mean also Lashana? It shouldn't be also Lashana. According to you, you need three chronological years. You have to go all the way until
30 days before
Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, Chavtes Av. Okay? You have to go to Chavtes Av, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. That's not what the Brisa says, right? So obviously, you, Rababa Mamo, cannot be right about that. So my Kadon. So, okay, I, Reb Zeira, who hold that they're not three full chronological years, where does this Tu B'Shvat thing come? So how does that work? Why do you need the Tu B'Shvat? How does it even work? Rav Mana, so Rav Mana explains Reb Zeira, and he says as follows, Mikaven Sha'ayman, the Seishnasa Shal Ilan, once you are in the fourth year of that tree, Mashlam Shasai, finish off the tree, and the pshat is a very interesting concept. For the first 3 years, it's like a natia. It's a young tree. And this idea of Tu B'Shvat being Rosh Hashanah li'ilonos and going Basach HaNata for Meiser and all these different things, that doesn't apply to a young tree. It's like the tree's not bar mitzvah yet. Once the tree has this halacha, it becomes bar mitzvah, so to speak, it becomes a gadol, then we give it, okay, you're a real tree, you're a mature tree, you have to have the halachas of a mature tree, which is, starts at Tu B'Shvat.
Right.
So that fourth year starts at Tu B'Shvat, because you're in your fourth year as a mature tree. Before that, you were, so that's the pshat. It's not because of the, we're not looking at chronology. We're looking at a whole different thing.
That doesn't count because it's
a status.
3 full years.
Yes,
it doesn't.
Well, Rabbi Zeira,
it says that you have to even go till Tu B'Shvat.
But I'm saying, but let's say the first year was only 30 days, right? You don't.
Yeah, but not 3 days before. We still need the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, right?
Yeah, but let's say it was 30 days before.
Right.
So that's a full year for Arla. That's a full year. Remember, that's
you're saying it's only going to be two more Rosh Hashanah.
Exactly. That's how Reb Zeira learns. That's how Reb Zeira. Right. In other words, that's a fundamental machlaikis we have. Reb Zeira learned, right? We have a Brisa. That's in the bank. We're not stepping away from the Brisa, okay? The Brisa said, if you planted it 30 or more days before Rosh Hashanah, that's a full year for Arla, okay? And the Brisa said, halacha number two, in order to have mutter fruit, netter revive fruit, it's got to be after Tu B'Shvat of the fourth year, right? That's what the Brisa said, okay? So Reb Zeira is saying, literally, it doesn't matter when you, right? It doesn't, that Tu B'Shvat halacha has nothing to do with when you planted it. Whether you have 2 years and 30 days, whether you have 3 full years, 2.5 years, doesn't matter. You always need that Rosh Hashanah. Reb Bob Armamo says it matters when you planted it. If you planted it, right, within 30 days, of Rosh Hashanah, and it doesn't count for Arla, okay, you will not need that extra Tu B'Shvat. If you planted it 30 or more, you
don't need the extra Rosh Hashanah.
You don't need the extra
Rosh Hashanah either.
No, you will, no, because you've had 3 full years. If you had 3 full years, you don't need
2.5 years. You could, if you time it right, it'll be 2.5 years.
No, according to Rabbi Mami, you can't play games. No, you can't time it.
No, but if it's 30 days prior. If you actually put the tree in 30 days prior to Rosh Hashanah, you're doing 2.5 years. You're saving half a year.
If you do 30
of course,
days.
You have three Rosh Hashanahs, you go to two Bishvat.
If you do it 30 days, if you don't have a full first Arla, you've got to go until two Bishvat, according to Baba Mamo. If you had a full first year Arla,
right.
you don't have to go
right.
to Bishvat. According to Abzeira, it doesn't matter. Right. Okay? What's the halacha? What is the halacha? The Rambam Paskins like Baba Mamo.
Really?
Yes. And, I mean, take a look at the variant box. I mean, this is like major. Balamor, Ran, Rashba, Ritva, go like Reb Zeira. Okay? According to them, as some people say, and we'll finish it off with this because we have to go ahead. Some people say that they read the Gemara differently than I just read it. That we read it so the one who got the last word was Reb Zeira. He explained why even if you have three or whatever, you always have to have that to be shvat of a mature tree, right? Some say it's Rabbah Bar Mamel. Rabbah Mana is explaining Rabbah Bar Mamel. Why? How do you figure? And he says that he's saying the Arla status extends only until the 15th of Shvat, only for trees who first year, okay? Excuse me, one second. Thought he explained it well. Since the 15th of Shvat marks the new year for a mature tree, it is enough for an Arla status to be extended. In other words, Genug. We don't need three full chronological years, says Rabbah Mamel. He admits that, but he says, listen, you're either going to go with a Rosh Hashanah as your end time. If you're not going to get that Rosh Hashanah, right, if you need more time, it's enough to have that to be Shvat. But it is, at the end of the day, it's a machlekes, major machlekes Rishonim, who you paskin like for the purposes of Arla. Okay? Ayin Yeredeya, wherever they told you. What is it? Yeredeya Simon Reish Tzadi Dalet Siv Dalet Meh. Okay? Next Mishnah, we are on Yud Beis, on the Beis, the Mishnah. I just, as an introduction, it's a great introduction. 12b1 reminds you, okay? There's, as we know, there's big nafkaminas what year you consider something besides Arla, after Arla, what year of Maisris it is. First 2 years is Maisr Sheni, third year is Maisr Ani. No, that's number one big nafkamina. Number two nafkamina, you cannot be miser from 1 year on to another, right? If one tree is in the second year of a cycle, and another tree is a third year of a cycle, even miser rishon you can't take from one on the other. Okay, so it's a very big nafkamina where you are. So how do you measure what stage you are in terms of miser? He has a great. You see that top paragraph. Not in the notes, the top paragraph in 12b2. For grains, that's a big category. Grains, olives, and grapes, it's Einus Maisritz is 12b2 at the top of the page. For grains, olives, and grapes, Einus Maisritz is 1/3, is Schlish. You've heard that before, right? For other fruits, right? For other fruits besides olives and grapes, it's chanata is what sets the maestros, okay? And so we have number two measurement. Number three measurement for vegetables, it's basar lakita. We've all heard this, but this is a very, very nice summation, okay? Now we're going to get to yet a fourth category. Okay, just in case those three were not enough for you to keep in your head. The Mishnah says, Ha'ayres, v'ha'doichin, v'ha'progin, v'ha'shumshamin. Rice, millet, poppy, and sesames. Okay, she'hishrishu lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Here we go basar hashrasha when they take root. If they took root before Rosh Hashanah, mis'ashrin l'sha'avar, so that's the year for Maisris. Umutar Mishvi is, and if the next year after, if that Rosh Hashanah is the Shemitah year, they're mutter because they took root. As we've said, as we've been saying all along, Ve'im Lav, if they haven't taken root yet, Asur and Beshvias, of course, they're Asur, as we've been learning. Umis Asrin L'Shanaba, these four species, their Einus Meiser is at, it goes Basar Hashrusher when they take root. It's explained, the reason is because they're grown in pods, and they, even within the same growth, let's say, call it a field, a rice, is it a rice pod? What is it called?
Paddy.
Right. Thank you. Even within the same paddy, right, you are going to have different areas of when they become ripe, okay, mature. So you can't use any of the other measurements because it's going to mix you up. Some are going to be 1/3, some are going to be, right? So in order to be uniform for these kinds of things, you just say when they take root, because they're basically all going to take root at the same time. Okay? That's the halacha we learn. Reb Shimon Shazuri says, included in this cohort, Pul HaMitzri Shazurai Lazera Batchila Kiyaitse Behen. Included in this grouping is also an Egyptian bean, which we know was one of the favorites, one of your favorites in Masechtas Klayim. You love that Egyptian bean, okay? You knew that Egyptian bean, okay? On account of that Egyptian bean also takes, you go Basar Hashrasha for Maisris. If the intention was not for the plant of the bean, but to make seeds out of it. Sometimes they used to plant it just for the seeds. If that's your intention, it goes Basar Hashrasha. If it's not your intention, then you go Basar the important part of it, which is the bean, okay? And that's either going to be, it's either going to be Basar Lakita, like a vegetable, or it's going to be a third, okay? Okay, and that's Reb Shimon Shazuri. Reb Shimon Eimer, he has another part of this group, Afunen HaGamloinen Ki Yisimhem, large beans. Gamloinen is exactly what it sounds like, camel beans. They don't look like a camel, but in Arab lands, whenever you wanted to describe something was large, you just said a camel thing, okay? So a large bean is subject to the same criteria as the Pulah Mitzri, meaning if you planted it for seeds, you went Basar Hashrasha, okay? Rav Elazar, Omer Afunin HaGamloinim Shetirim Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Only large beans that have formed pods. Reb Eliezer agrees with Reb Shimon and says that is part of this grouping of Basar Hashrasha, but with another criteria. Has to have two criteria. You have to have planted it the Shem Zera for the seeds, but also have to have formed large pods as part of the Hashrasha before Rosh Hashanah to be the Golem Meiser. Lashana Sha'avar. That is the Mishnah.
What are pods?
Pods are